Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. How much snow is on the ground in Houghton anyway?
Not much at all, actually.
They measure it in feet out in that part of Allegheny County most of the time. But hey, so much to talk about this week, Ralph. Winter break is over with. The kids are back in school. And the million-dollar question is, how much longer are we going to see those face masks on in New York? What do you think, Ralph?
Well, you know, I read a story that was about a survey that was taken in New York. The headline was that a large majority of people support the continuing use of masks in schools.
I saw that too.
But then I looked into it a little more, and the large majority was comprised of registered voters. And when you read through it a little bit and you get down to parents, the majority dwindles pretty fast. And So unfortunately, the teachers' unions, I think, are still wanting the children to wear masks, and a certain segment of the population, at least in this survey, many that don't have anything to do with schools other than pay their taxes, which is important, think that masks should stay on. So my guess would be they will stay on a little while longer.
All right. We'll see. We're going to learn March 4th what the governor's going to decide there. This week is also a big week in Pennsylvania. The State Education Department is going to release a report on the impact that the pandemic has had on learning loss. I know this has been a big topic for you as well, Ralph. What do you think will be entailed in that report?
Well, I always chuckle when I hear about the state, either Pennsylvania or New York or any other, as far as that goes, spending a lot of money on a study that I think if they asked you or I or a man or woman on the street could tell you there has been significant learning loss. And I think that will show up on that study as well. Feel really badly for the children that have experienced that loss, and also for the teachers who are now trying to get a handle on how much of the loss really has occurred so that they can help the children pick some of that up as they go along.
Well, you exist, the Teaching and Learning Institute, to get good people involved in public education. Want to know how bad the school board shortage problem is? Is it that we're not getting enough candidates, or that we're not getting enough good candidates to run for our local school board?
Well, the word that you emphasize there is good, and I think that's where TLI really comes into play. Mm-hmm. Our definition of good is that candidates would have Judeo-Christian values and ethics. That's the kind of candidate we're looking for. You can be a good person, but not have those values and beliefs. And with school boards having the final say on curriculum, textbooks, policies, and the hiring of staff, I don't think people really realize the power and authority that school board members have, and certainly we're looking to try to find more people who have Judeo-Christian values who would consider running for their local school board.
And that's why we have you on every week, Ralph, because we share that concern. Hey, the substitute teacher problem is bad, and when the weather starts to warm up, it gets real bad. I had a science teacher in high school that liked to play a lot of golf in May and June. I'm not going to name names. He was a great guy. It's so bad in New Mexico that the National Guard is filling in as substitute teachers. You think we'll ever get to that point in New York or Pennsylvania?
No, I don't think so. The teachers' unions would never allow that to happen, for one thing. And I hope that people will take seriously, though, the shortage that's occurring in schools and some of the really desperate measures that schools are taking to take care of that shortage. But if anybody's interested in becoming a substitute teacher, check with your local school district and find out what's involved in that, and we'd encourage you to do that.
And that will have to be the last word this week. But hey, this is the time of year, folks. If you are feeling the call to serve on your local school board, well, the time to act is now, and there's great information on how you can do that on your website, Ralph. And where can folks find you?
Yeah, that's simply at yrun.org whyrun.org.